In Ag News from Southeast AgNet, the Georgia General Assembly wrapped up their work for the 2025 legislative session with several bills impacting agriculture enacted this session. We caught up with Will Bentley with the Georgia Agribusiness Council to get a recap on this year's session.
For us in agriculture, we've got most of the big stuff already been done. Obviously, that pesticide labeling bill was a big deal. Should continue to allow farmers to have tools in the toolbox that they need to be able to produce food and fiber for the world. So we're very proud of that bill getting passed. A CUVA acreage increase has passed and is headed to the governor's desk to be signed. And kind of the last remaining stuff out there is also dealing with CUVA and LLCs and non-family entities being able to lease land and still stay within a covenant. So a lot of stuff wrapped up early. Truck weight increase, removing that sunset on the truck weights for agriculture and timber operators. So that's now permanent law at 88,000 pounds for agricultural products. And it's good news to make that permanent. But been a really, really good session for agriculture as a whole, including the governor's disaster package to help with those that are still recovering from Hurricane Helene. So I think as far as ag goes, there wasn't a priority issue or a bill that was brought forward that hasn't passed. So that's unusual. Usually we see several things still sitting out there, especially in the first year of a two-year legislative biennial cycle, but really has some great leadership from within the legislature that pushed these issues and got them done quickly. So we'll be working on policy development within our organization and then working with the other grower groups and trade associations that represent agriculture to see what the needs are to begin working on, because we know in agriculture everything's never done and we don't have everything we need. So we'll start working on what those priorities be for next year and working with the leaders from around the state and different groups and different producers and everything and seeing what all we need to be doing.
To learn more, visit southeastagnet.com. I'm Dale Sandlin with Southeast AgNet.